And we want to talk right now to Alderman Matt O'Shea because, and I'm so happy you're joining us, Alderman. How you doing?
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm okay. But lots to talk to you about, too. But one of the things I want to get to first here before we get to this really cool thing you guys are doing in the 19th Ward to help your small businesses, and it's something that I think a lot of folks are going to want to copy, and I'm sure you wouldn't mind that because it's an awesome thing. But I just want to get to you first, Alderman, about the mail delivery problems in your ward. Yesterday we talked to some folks in Rogers Park. Jan Schakowsky was on the show. They're having real problems there, and it sounds like you guys are having some problems on the south side too.
Yes. We've been experiencing an unbelievable situation with the United States Postal Service, culminating yesterday in a Postal Service employee dumping Christmas packages in a garbage can in an alley, which we're waiting for answers as to where the investigation is identifying who that individual was. But, yeah, our mail delivery issues here have been unbelievable the last, actually quite a few years, but specifically during the pandemic in the last few weeks, thousands of residents of my community not getting mail for days and weeks at a time.
Thousands, you said?
Yes.
Truly thousands. That's more than I'd heard from anybody. Jan Schakowsky said it was hundreds. It was individual blocks in Rogers Park and Edgewater and Andersonville area. My sister and my mom have had problems over there, but this is different. And to find them in the trash, to find packages in the trash, that seems like a major problem, if not, what, a felony? Isn't that a big issue?
That is a felony, and that's a federal crime, which is a big deal. When they find out who's responsible for that, they're going to be have a lot of explaining and quite a penalty to pay.
Mm-hmm. I bet. So what about the answers? Because I think the frustration of not getting mail, I mean, inconsistent mail delivery is one thing, but not getting mail for days on end and it is a big problem. It's a big problem for folks, and I think that they're additionally frustrated because when they try to solve these problems, they call and they can't get a human. Nobody follows up. Nobody seems to understand why. I've heard it's a staffing issue, but then the post office responds to say, we're keeping up with staffing. We're aware about staffing, and we keep up to that. It's just like a round and round in circles kind of thing, and yet the mail delivery doesn't improve in those pockets where they're having problems.
Yeah, the United States Postal Service management is long on excuses and very short on solutions. We've heard it all, but certainly yesterday's report, which is well documented of you know, mail packages being dumped in the garbage is new for us out here. It's mind-boggling that this kind of behavior can happen with a federal agency.
What's the best answer you've gotten, the one that you believe the most at this point about why they're having problems?
I mean, certainly COVID, the pandemic, is problematic as far as having shortages of manpower. But, you know, Anna, policemen and firemen and nurses have been reporting to work through this past 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Postal Service management, I've had weekly phone calls and Zoom meetings, and we've been given, you know, explanations, and we've had additional resources brought in. Obviously, we're in the peak season. The Thanksgiving to Christmas is when the Postal Service is the busiest. And certainly this year, with people having limited contact with loved ones, more and more folks are relying on the mail. But we've had 9 months to correct the problems. We've had all this time to address these issues, and yet we continue to have major failures at multiple levels with the United States Postal Service. It's just beyond frustrating. And my folks out here in the 19th Ward, they're just sick and tired of the excuses.
I bet they are. And we've heard from them, people too. And there's just no way to sort of solve the problem. And it feels like I get the part that there's an enormous influx of new things going through the mail, packages. People are ordering online in numbers they never have before, ordering things they never did before. So there's that issue. We had a postal worker call in to tell us there's also a scanning issue. People are now ordering packages in such numbers, and they're coming from all over the world, and they don't always scan on the machine, so they have to stop and hand scan them, so that delays packages. But not getting any mail at all, that's a different thing that just seems like, wow, something's really wrong there.
Yeah, and you know, Anna, people who are in poor health get their medication through the U.S. mail.
Sure.
Senior citizens, they get their utility bills through the U.S. mail. I had a gentleman whose home was at risk of going into foreclosure, losing his home. He was waiting on several checks to come through the mail. He's gone weeks without receiving the mail. That's just examples I can give of my own personal dealings with folks. It's just very frustrating that they haven't been able to correct this. I've even offered to host job fairs to hire more people. With our unemployment issues, there are folks out there that would love to get a job in the United States Postal Service. But clearly, some of the individuals they have working for them, they're not interested in working. And you know, whoever this caper yesterday, where they're dumping packages in the garbage, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Come on, how sad is that? Hey, something not sad, but something very uplifting and cool that you're doing in your ward. I want to talk about that, something you're doing to help small businesses. Can you hang on a second, Alderman O'Shea?
Absolutely, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you, and I know you have a business owner with you, too. We're going to talk to you and the business owner there in the 19th Ward coming up here on WGN. All right, Alderman Matt O'Shea is with us, and so is Jamenda McCoy. Thank you both for being with us. Jamenda, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Anna. How are you?
Good, 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 good. I heard what you're doing, and it's super cool. Let me, who wants to explain what it is? It's a super raffle. You're trying to help your small businesses. Go ahead. Who wants to explain it?
I'll explain it, and I'll let you, Jamenda, tell you all about Belly Up Boutique. Mm-hmm. So, Anna, the 19th Ward Small Business Super Raffle we kicked off a few weeks ago for $10 per ticket, benefiting all profits benefiting our 39 participating small businesses, you have a chance at winning a 2020 Ford Escape or $15,000 cash. Mm. Second prize is $5,000 and free pizza for 1 year from S&T Provisions. Third, fourth, and fifth prizes are $3,900 in local business gift cards from our participating businesses. This is a way for our community to support the struggling small business owners we have in Beverly Morgan Park and Mount Greenwood. It's a way to let them know we care about them and we're trying to help them through this difficult time. And my friend Jamenda McCoy here is one of those people that's trying to make their way through this difficult period.
Yeah, so Jamenda, tell us about what's going on. What's it like, the plight of the small business owner right now? I love the idea that you're trying to help, and this sounds like a great one. Talk to me about what you're seeing.
Yeah, you know what? It's been definitely the most difficult year we've had. We just celebrated 11 years in business in the 19th Ward. But, you know, this year businesses are struggling, from retail like myself to restaurants and bars and in every facet. So this definitely helps the super raffle.
So the small businesses give up a gift card of a certain amount. Is that right? Everybody who participates gives up a gift card for their services or their product?
Yes, they give
exactly
$100 in gift cards to the as part of the raffle prizes.
Okay, and you pay $10 for a raffle ticket or more if you want more. Top prize, Ford Escape, you said $15,000 in cash?
Yes.
And then all the pizza you can eat, up to $5,000, and that's a lot for a year?
Well, Anna, have you tried S&T Provisions?
I haven't. No, actually, I have not. Maybe I could eat more than $5,000. Wait, is it $5,000 and free pizza or $5,000 of free pizza?
$5,000 and free pizza for 1 year.
Excuse me. That's a big
deal.
So
you get a lot of money and you get really fat, but it's delicious food.
But you'll be rich and fat, and I love that. That sounds great. So that's an awesome thing. So and then all the money of what you've raised, and so far it's $185,000. Congrats so far. More
we're at $195,000, and after all your loyal listeners, I think we'll hit $200,000 by the time this show's over.
Gee, I hope so, because that could really help. That's like basically grant money to keep your businesses afloat, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What does it seem like, Jamenda, because I hear of programs to help small businesses. You hear different elected officials go up and say, hey, we've got this amount of money, and if people apply for it, we'll help them get through it. I just wondered, those funds probably are... there isn't enough to go around, and I just wonder what the issues are in trying to get those.
You know, those funds come and go so quickly. And a lot of times they may be earmarked allegedly for small businesses, but end up going to other size businesses. And then, you know, small business owners, we're working every day in our business. And so to try to reshift that focus into applying for grants and, you know, $1,000 here and $1,000 there. And, of course, that's any money is great money right now. But, you know, to really have a person to sit down and try to apply for all of these things to help keep your business afloat, I think is challenging for any small business owner.
No doubt about it. And you hear it's not just restaurants that pretty much have to make their money by now because January, February are not great months in the restaurant industry. I think that's true in retail and so many other industries, even
exactly.
The service industry, right? I mean, your business is called what again?
Belly Up.
Belly Up Boutique. So it's yeah. Hair salon is. I mean, what do you do?
We carry women's apparel and gifts and accessories, mm-hmm. and we also carry maternity clothing as well.
Awesome. Well, this is a great, great, great way to help. And I just, how did you come up with this? Have you done this before, Alderman O'Shea?
There was an organization led by S&T Provisions back in the spring in the early stages of the pandemic that organized something. And then we got together and said, hey, let's do another one and work together and make it bigger and better. And we're well on our way. So any of your listeners out there want to be a part of it, reach out to us. They can go to our website.
Okay.
The19thward.com, spelled out T-H-E-1-9-T-H-W-A-R-D.com. But everybody out there should be doing more to try to help support their small businesses during this difficult period. And touching on what you guys were just speaking of, we need the folks sent to Washington to advocate for us to get off their ass and do something, provide some more stimulus package to help these guys. You know, Anna, when I talk to my business owners, they're dipping into their savings.
Sure.
They're laying off long-standing employees. They're trying to figure out how they can keep their doors open on what is already, in many cases, a very slim margin
mm-hmm.
Each month. And to be going through this for 9 months and we know that this is going to continue through this long, cold, hard winter. We need to step up and do more for our small businesses, and this is just what our community's response, trying to work together to rally around each other.
I love the response, and you're right. They need all the help they can get, and they're there for us. I always say this, our small businesses, backbone of our communities. We, you know, they employ locally. The dollars stay local. They've been there to support all the causes of our communities. They're part of the fiber of our neighborhoods. So let's remember them. Let's do what we can. And this is a great way to do it. The19thward.com. You can buy your raffle tickets there. $10 a piece. Alderman O'Shea and Jamenda, thank you for your time, and thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Anna. Be safe.
You too. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Alderman O'Shea there, the 19th Ward.